This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you. Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the second hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to stream, easiest way, is go directly to the 1150kknw.com. website, click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great videos and stories, photos and stuff of animals we post, and that's where you'll find our doo-wah kitty kitty, dumb kitty doo, the new version that we're gonna try to sing for you today sometime. And it is the third Sunday of the month, and we are on schedule, and that means it is Behavior training and healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Personal awareness, coaching, astrology, and personal readings or general psychic stuff when you want to know something. Natasha Venter is here. And by the way, if you want to check out Natasha, you can do that by going to her website, which is intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, IC, Intuitive Clarifications. Natasha Venter, IC on YouTube. Her podcast is 4 p.m. on Wednesdays on that YouTube channel. But she's here today. And you can call her, not now, she's on the radio, but you can leave her a message. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then. I think we've had some action on the phones. We've also had Mercury in retrograde on the phones already. And what have we got going on?
Well, we got our first caller of the day, a familiar one who you normally hear on the first Sunday of every month. That is Eileen calling us from Help Animals India. Welcome to the show, Eileen. You are live with Natasha and Martha.
Hey, Eileen. Hey,
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good to hear your voice, Eileen.
Hello?
How are you? Uh-oh. Can Eileen not hear us? Eileen, can you hear us?
Let's try again.
Yeah. Eileen? Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, great. Okay, so you said this was a general call-in, so I have it's an all being related question for Natasha.
Okay.
And shall I go ahead?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I've been following on the news about the drones over New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And other parts of the East Coast, and it's just fascinating. And they, the government isn't saying anything, and they're not ruling out non-human intelligence, but it's just taken the whole country by storm, what's going on.
Yeah, it's all over the news for sure. We probably should ask Natasha about it anyway. What the heck's going on with these drones, Natasha?
It's actually since 2017, and then they have another term called UAP, and so there's lots of...
Apparently, at least my understanding, Eileen, is that UFO is too woo-woo. We're not using that anymore. It's UAP for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena.
Right.
So that folks, just so you know,
maybe people are learning more about
Mercury in retrograde, everybody. But that is the new, you don't, UFO, that means you're not with it. It's UAP.
Right.
All right. So
I got to laugh on that.
I don't know why, but UAP sounds more woo woo to me.
All right, Eileen. So I'm assuming, go ahead with what you were saying.
Oh, so I just, but it just gets down to the drones, and, they're 8 to 10 feet. And then they say that if they do spot them, they kind of disappear. And then I have another friend who just says, we're all going to get contacted pretty soon anyhow, and go into the universal sphere of all beings. But so is this any indication of the government being silent? They say it's not, there's nothing nefarious. Then there was some talk about it being from some Iranian ship, but there's not much
And I'm going to speak boldly here, and people, mention this. Everybody's truth is their truth, okay? This is just a moment where I'm tapping into, I channel a being, Mikkel, and he's a star being of the councils. And so he came to me later last year, and I've been channeling him quite a bit lately. And he does say that, yes, they've been coming, the star beings, I'm going to just say, have been coming to our planet regularly for millions of years. Okay.
Yeah, just to chime in, I mean, it's kind of pretty silly of us to think with this huge universe of everything everywhere that we're the only humans, or life in the lives around. And you know what my mom used to say to me, Natasha, when I was little, and I never forget this. She said, Martha, for all we know,
we could be a whole universe inside a cell or a molecule of a cell inside the leg of a chair in another universe.
Exactly. Men in Black, you know, yeah, if so you watch that movie.
So it's kind of silly to think we're alone. So what are you getting
well, and
about
what
this
they're,
whole
what they're
UFO,
doing?
The UAP drone thing.
Okay, so what they've been doing is that this next year especially, they're going to be uncloaking closer and closer and closer to the planet. So they've been, so we as a planet kind of went into a very low 3D moment through the 1700s, 1800s, right? And before that, we've been in a very low vibration of the 3D planet. So the star beings have cloaked further out so that we would not see them coming in.
But are you saying are you referring to these UFOs that are
I'm not
New
talking
York?
About the drone jet.
You're not talking about the drone.
I'm not talking about the drone
jet.
So
that's what I wanted to clarify. You're talking generally.
Generally.
But no,
So the star beings are going to be coming in and uncloaking closer and closer and closer. And they've been doing that in certain places where their hubs are.
Okay.
But at the same time, though, in generality, we're going to start seeing them like planes in our sky. You know, it's just going to be what it is. And if it doesn't happen next year, it's going to be happening within the end of the year into the 2027.
Can I just say something? One of my friends sends me a lot of stuff and says, this is just, we're in for a lot of off-world interactions.
Yes.
Very soon, before we enter into becoming a part of the intergalactic community. But he goes so far as saying, you know, we're going to go into the fifth dimension. So
yes, but I'm kind of like done with the dimensions. It's our personal perspective that puts us either in the 11th dimension, the fifth dimension, or the third dimension. So it's like I'm in a yo-yo all through the day. So it's like I'm not really into where we're at in our vibration. It's going to be our perception that's going to put us into that dimension,
okay,
in my understanding.
On this level, but you know, as the general public are seeing these drones, so
yes, and the drones, to in my truth, are government.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there could be some interactions with some, but most of them I'm hearing at some form. I'm not saying which government, but I'm just saying that they are, and our government is really right now, and I'm speaking boldly here, is really struggling with staying in control. In control of the people, in control of the 3D world, in control of a lot of things. And so we're having a lot of this tug and pull of we're really going to be seeing how, I'm going to use this word, manipulated us as the humans have been with our governments and the people of the higher worlds. In other words, the people with lots of money, the people who are actually running our world. We're going to be starting to see that the separation of how they think they can still control us.
So the truth coming out about lots of things.
It is. It's going to be. So we're going to be kind of getting into, you know, like now we used to not care about, you know, people spraying things, driving down the street and spraying things. Oh, the government's going to take care of us. Well, now it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? We're questioning more and more. And so they're trying. We've had technology that isn't as up to grade as the star beings, but we have technology that is pretty darn close. And so there's a lot of times where, like, I'm watching these shows that are out there right now and I'm going, yep, that's government. Yep, that's the star being. You know, it's like we're really in this.
All right, well, now, so bringing this to a practical level with what's going on right now, we've got the photographs, videos, the reports of these large drones flying over New Jersey, New York, and around in those areas. Now, official report from the governor of New York yesterday was a smaller airport in New York. They had to close the airspace for an hour or so.
Well, that was just one small.
Right, because there were drones, you know, in the airspace. The only official announcements that I've seen say that, you know, as far as we know, there's nothing going on and it isn't, you know, interference from outside sources or other governments, and they seem to be flying legally and all of that.
There are some of our government that has its own, what's the word I want to use? Its own, it can do what it wants. It can, it's
well, this is the last gasp of the corruption in the government, perhaps. So
I wouldn't say the last, but it's part of the story that is collapsing.
So you're saying there may be a government agency that's responsible for these things that the rest of the government doesn't really know about? Is
Well, they may go and know about it, but they don't.
Or they don't mess with it.
They don't want. It's kind of like it's kind of like a local police officer. And then the FBI comes in, and the FBI just says, it's not your case. And they go, this is way out of my wheelhouse.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Well, we've seen those TV shows.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
When the FBI says, oh, you go away, but then they don't know what's going on.
And,
okay.
and then
that kind
you
of
know,
makes sense.
Yeah, and they have something that's going on. I don't know. I'm not being shown. And when I talk with Mikkel, the star being, he's not giving me all the details because there's some things he can't say. But I wanted to let you know that.
But you feel, your sense is these things are government.
These, most of them are government.
Now there's individuals flying around.
Yeah, there's some. Now, remembering that there are people in our day-to-day life that are in our government. That they're just doing normal life, but they're part of the bigger picture of what's going on. So we do not know in our 3D brain how many layers of control we've been under in our world. And I'm saying that boldly. And I can't say what I want to say in just 3 minutes here.
Okay. Can I just say something about astrology?
Yeah. Sure.
So I've had some interactions with Natasha, but not that many. But she mentioned she has Mars in Cancer at 0 degrees.
Uh-huh.
I have Mars in Capricorn at 0 degrees. So here's our working together online.
exactly, because we're actually, you know, I have a friend who's Capricorn, and she helps me with my shadow work, and I help her with her shadow work. So we're partners in that dance. So thank you for this. So my perspective has just been a very blanket statement in the midst of a very deep interactional play.
But it's there's positive news coming in 2025, so
yes,
people should take heart.
Yes,
well, you know, it has to be balanced. There's always good and bad and all of that. Anyway, I guess with the drones, we have to say that we don't really know what they are, and Natasha doesn't know or isn't going to say. And
for my team that's trying to tell me, they're not telling me all the details. They are saying this is part of the breakdown of the control and the world that we did not know that we were actually playing in.
Yep. So we've got to take care of advertisers here, but just to kind of conclude this, all that I've heard, there certainly is a lot of demand going on from, you know, like the governor of New York and other senators, representatives, and this sort of stuff saying, hey, administration, we want to know what's going on, yada, yada, yada. So there's a whole lot of that going on. So somebody's going to have to fess up or talk about something at some point. But the most interesting thing I saw last evening from some of the pundits was, anyway, I won't tell you who, but asking, why are drones legal? Now think about that, because this person was saying, you know, it's like just a terrorist disaster waiting to happen. We got these drones flying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just real fortunate that some sort of terrorist thing hasn't happened. And so that whole subject came up of, why are these things legal? And I had to say, listening to that, yeah, that's a good question.
Where are they going to deliver packages by Amazon? But
I know there's so much stuff going on. It's really crazy. So I guess, Natasha, what you're saying with all of this, we should be paying attention, because truth is going to be coming out.
Well,
and we might be amazed at what we learn. And who knows what's going on. But what a fascinating time to be here on the planet.
Exactly. And we're in an amazing time. You know, but it's about how do we it's time to really try check in with our truths and who do we follow? What do we everything we hear, even from me, you got to give it with a grain of salt and put your own truth in there.
And then the other thing is to always remember, thought directs energy, Energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And the most important thing is don't let yourself go down the rabbit hole into fear and the negative thinking and all that stuff. Because guess what? Then you help it to happen and get crazy. So stay balanced. Remember, my body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Try to stay in balance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the trust. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Eileen, for your call.
Thank you. Okay, I love the stretch and pull conversations.
God bless. All right. I think we've got other phone calls to go to after we take care of our advertisers. So stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Gotta love those jingle cats. They even do Alvin, the chipmunk. I just love it. Alrighty, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for being here on Sunday morning. We're midway through the second hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Oh, and man, I heard from Janice, our NuPro gal, has always been a real popular guest here on the show. She's so knowledgeable about supplements and stuff. She sent me text about her rescue dog, Tucker, cattle dog mix. My gosh, she is just cleaning up in the competition world back there on the East Coast. I mean, ribbons and trophies and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I told her we got to find a time to get her on the air again, and so she can talk to us about NuPro, but also about the incredible dog that she's got that is winning all the monies, marbles and chalk, and anything he competes in.
Wow.
She does all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so, Janice is doing fine and competing with Tucker, and, has a monopoly on all the award ribbons and stuff. It's amazing. Watch that dog. He looks like a decorated military general or something. Mm-hmm. He's got so much stuff. Anyway, New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins, the New Pro Nuggets, and dog supplements, phenomenal. Keep the hair on your dog instead of on your floor. And if you can't find the supplements at your pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And once again, if you know anybody that needs help with their dog friends, behaviorally training, behavior modification, that sort of thing, that's what I do. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. And I could sure use some business right now. So if you know anybody needs help with their dog friends, tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And the number to give them is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. So we are, Natasha Venter is here. We're heading back to the phones. And again, we're going to Lake Stevens. And you said Jean?
Yeah, we got Jean. We also do have another caller from Lake Stevens, Tina, that might have just been misheard. But either Jean or Tina, welcome to Animal World.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Tina.
Ah, you were right. It's Tina, not Jean. All right. Stacy apparently typed your name in as Jean, and Nathan says, I don't think it's Jane. I think it's Tina. So let's give Nathan the psychic award of the day, Natasha. He got that. Hey, Tina, what's going on in Lake Stevens?
Good morning. Well, I'm not in Lake Stevens. I'm headed to Arlington, but I wasn't going to call, but it sounded like you had open phone lines, so I thought I'd just check in and see how Rainey and Logan and myself are doing.
Okay, Tina has her place in Lake Stevens. She's got the two horses. Logan
and
is the thoroughbred, her horse, and Rainey is the older mare.
And has decided to stick around a little longer then, huh?
Yeah, she has. She's doing pretty good.
Good.
I had made an appointment, and then I canceled the appointment.
Good.
Because I knew that neither one of us were ready, and I decided to trust her and to trust the universe.
Good job. Because I'm just...
Just for anybody who's listening, Tina's horse, Rainey, she's an older mare. Mm-hmm. And, getting ready to make a transition and leave her body. She's old. Mm-hmm. Tina's talked to Natasha before, last time she called in, and what you said, trust that Rainey would let you know. And you were kind of, both you and Tina were kind of thinking that probably before winter she might check out. But you said that she would let you know and to trust her. And Tina's saying... And I decided she doesn't feel like she's ready, and I'm not ready. So you're saying Tina's paying attention.
Yay!
And she's listening to the right thing, and she's doing the right thing by holding off at this point.
Exactly.
So what you're getting from Rainey, she wants to stay for now. Huh?
Yes. I'm feeling, though, as a universal doorways, that we're having some doorways in January. Again, around the end of February, the beginning of March, and then there's going to be another big shift around June. So and there's sprinklings in between, but these are big doorways for a lot of souls to leave.
To cross over.
Okay.
And
so
when did you say those were again?
It's going to be in January here, around the time that the election, around our presidency changing over, that's going to be a natural time.
Inauguration.
That time there's going to be, and then there's going to be times in March, the end of February and March again, and then really around the solstice is another time. So going into this, good job listening though, because she's going to let you know. If we get some really bad weather though, she might actually say, this is a little bit tough for me. So, good job listening. I'm so glad that you listened to your.
Thank you.
Okay, and how about Logan is her thoroughbred. How does he feel to you? Everything okay with
him?
Yeah,
he's feeling pretty good. He knows change is happening. So if you're feeling a little discombobulation from him, part of that is he knows there's change happening. And the horses, dogs, cats right now are really feeling the energetic shift of our planet. And so they're kind of feeling a little discombobulated right now. These winds are really stirring a lot of the grounded horses up. And the grounded animals, that they're getting stirred up. So if he's a little bit discombobulation, part of that is the energy that is attached to the wind that's coming through.
Oh.
There's a new energy that's attached to some of these storms, and they're not something that we know, that a lot of the animals who know these senses, right? And him being a thoroughbred, he's a little bit more hypersensitive to this kind of thing.
Yeah, he's never been terribly grounded, so.
Yeah. So he would be like an Australian Shepherd or a cattle dog of the knowers of the energy field. And so I would say that he's just a little bit discombobulated about some of these energies that are going into to this new knowings that we're coming into.
I know, okay. Tina, I do some of the affirmations for my animals as well. So what I was thinking of is Natasha's one, you know, my body and I, gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. The way I do it, I always say, I and Robbie and Sophie and Buzzy gently, easily. So you could say, I, Logan, and Rainey gently, easily align with and accept the energies of now. But anyway, if you did that kind of, you know, affirmation for all three of you, maybe that'll help a little bit.
Yeah, and I also do it depending on where I'm at, because I do it a lot the other way, but I also do it, I align with the energies of the now. Father Sky, Mother Earth, please balance me in the energies that where we're at. And it's a little bit longer, but I do that. And so, you know, going into this, aligning with the energies, that helps. And actually, I would actually touch him when you do it.
Oh, okay.
That would help him feel like at feeding time, first thing in the morning, when he comes in at night type of thing. And actually for her too, you know, because she's going in through some big changes herself. She's going into the next dimension. And so, and leaving her body. So it's that part of her processing through. She knows, though, that so if you know that we are getting going to be getting a lot of storms coming up, she might actually tell you, I'm ready now, because she knows that you don't want to try to take care of her body afterwards.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does that make sense?
She knows.
Yeah. She knows you well enough. She knows you well enough. I mean that with depth. She knows you. So, that she doesn't mind if you get a feeling that this is going to be happening, and she, you know that she won't be able to make it into the springtime. That she doesn't mind going a little earlier, a little bit before she's truly, truly 100% ready.
Okay.
Like if she's at 80% ready.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
That if that makes any sense.
Uh huh. Yeah.
She wants to make it easier on you, my dear.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was thinking back in, you know, October, November. But it was like, you know, it was just.
It wasn't time
well,
yet.
See, knowing that, you can put it in the back of your mind. If it comes to a point where near dilemma, you're not sure.
Yeah.
Then ask what works best for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she's saying that's what she cares about. So when you get in a dilemma, what works best for me, Tina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Natasha, Tina also asked about her. So
really quick, let me check into Logan physically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. He is, a lot of what he's feeling is this, there's something about his, do you run your hands down his legs?
Sometimes.
I'm feeling like he's just feeling very ungrounded. He's feeling very, there's something going off in his, behind his ears, like his,
and if she were to run her hands down his legs, that
it would help ground him.
His energy.
Ground, yeah.
Pull the energy down through his legs.
Yeah. And pull on his tail if you can a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like,
get
these, because there's something right, like where the harness sits behind the ears. There's something,
is there something
energetic
going on with his teeth.
With his teeth?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's something off back in this skull, which actually can come down into his jawline.
Okay.
I think Nels can help with that, too.
Okay.
It's almost like a chiropractic move, almost. It feels
that
like
that would be Neil's department.
Yeah, that would be that moment where he could just use a little bit of a chiropractic moment, and that would help loosen up his jawline a little bit. He just feels a lot tense. He just feels like it's almost like he'd be like he'd be clenching his jaws when he's sleeping. You know, it's that human aspect.
Okay, yeah, like TMJ or something.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. He just feels like, and it's causing one of his molars to get a little irritated.
Okay.
All righty.
Does that help? And you doing these mantras that we were talking about, and this is one thing that I have turned into a new mantra for myself, is I have more than enough wisdom in my life than I will ever need. I am done with the resistance of wisdom coming into my life. And as I've been doing that wisdom thing, it's given me the tools to negotiate what's coming into my world.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Tina.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. May love be with you, my dear.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All righty, it's about time to take care of advertisers. Have we got other callers waiting? Oh, a couple of callers, so I guess we better get on with this. So we'll take care of our advertisers. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. And, Christmas tree, it's that time of year. Let's see, and we got live Christmas trees and current events. They are still available up at the Northwest Stream Center. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. You can work with her privately in her office at the Old Rainier Brewery, the Interspace facility, or you can work with her remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. So you can still have a free session. So it's Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would like a free session with her, give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, is available to take on new clients. And what a treat it is to be with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes. And her gentle, non-invasive form of chiropractic is absolutely phenomenal. Has changed so many things for me. I so appreciate her. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. Natasha Venter is here for all your intuitive or psychic questions. I'm here for behavior training and healing questions, and apparently, Miss Eileen opened a can of something we got to deal with because we got more drones coming out here. We're going to Seattle. Michael, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha. If you don't mind, I would like to hear your answers over the radio, but I'm going to offer my opinion about the drones.
Yeah, interesting. What do you think?
I think that it's Elon Musk.
Oh,
and these and all of Trump's billionaire friends, and they're doing it as a distraction to take away, you know, a distraction from Project 2025. Everybody's talking about the drone, so
that would make sense.
So we're not, you know,
well, and also the
awful stuff they're about to do.
The forming of Trump's oligarchy. You're realizing that all the appointments into the cabinet are billionaires. You know,
so they can do this note like a
well, it gives me
project.
A chance, Michael, to just say once. We are in the middle of living through and witnessing, without being aware of it, the making of a dictator and an oligarchy.
No, I know that.
And it's happening right now, and the majority of the country doesn't have a clue. So thank you, Michael.
Well, and if I can add this.
Oh, go ahead. Can you turn Michael's volume up? Because he's saying something.
It's all just a distraction. Every big
that
kind of
makes sense.
Well, and that there again is the government. And off the air, I was telling Martha that this to me has the energy of somebody trying to have control, but it has like a little boy energy to it.
Oh
it has
God!
Like
now
an
that really makes sense.
That
Whoa.
Energy of I want to have power, and it's like this little boy trying to throw a tantrum. Trying to get, you know,
that would be Trump
that story.
And Musk.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
Tantrums.
And then, you know, Elon Musk, thank you for those words, because this, it does fit.
So does it feel like Michael's onto something here?
Well, what it felt like, it was something that was off center, off of what the norm government is, right? It's off centers what I was trying to get to. And it has this energy of something trying to take control, but it's not feeling like it's like the last roar of something trying to take control.
Yeah, and that is one of the tactics, is you distract.
Mm-hmm.
And
look at the timing of it.
Yeah, Michael, good call. Boy, this can be fascinating to see what shakes out with all of this. Isn't
well,
it?
I hope it's, you know. I don't know. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Michael. Appreciate your input.
And I want to add on the shooting of this which I never want to have happen.
Oh, the healthcare executive.
The healthcare guy, and then who they're blaming. I'm just like going, there's a lot of ums that I'm doing right now that are like, this. It's trying to shake up our truths. And
well, isn't that amazing? Because they had the murdering of the CEO of this healthcare company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big everything on social media the next day was, or not the next day, when they captured the guy, the murderer. The guy. Then all of the talk was how handsome he is and how wonderful he is. And all these people chiming in, well, I would date him in prison. I would da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And all this stuff about how cool the murderer is. Well, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, and two, you know, it's just like there's just something that's not feeling quite right.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, there's weird stuff going on.
There's weird stuff going on.
All right. Well, Michael,
and it's the
thank
battle
you
of
so
it's a battle. It's the battle of the negatives to the positives. And yeah. And if we can just stay more positive in our perceptions, more positive in our this is that changing over from our world to a higher dimension, whatever that is, out of the 3D of judgment, pain, struggle, and that kind of thing. So
let's pray the truth comes through.
That's all I'm awakened. And I'm praying for grace and ease. And that's where my mantra with having the more than enough wisdom to come in is I'm asking wisdom to come to me so I can negotiate what's coming towards me.
That's all righty.
Michael, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay. How about, you know, we get back to, it really isn't, but I was going to say, let's get back to normal. And how about we talk about some dogs? Okay. So let's go to Owako and Teresa. I think it's Teresa and Stu. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Well, everybody's doing well. We had a private session with Nels, and it was amazing. And our dogs are...
Oh, and that way, because we didn't hear from you on the air last week, and I wondered where you guys were when you didn't call in, but that's because you were working with Nels privately off the air, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it went well. Our dogs have been doing well. They've really settled into being, you know, a part of the pack instead of thinking they're running the show.
Oh,
now,
good.
Just for anybody who isn't on board, Teresa and Stu are... south down by the Washington Oregon border area, and were referred to me with their doodles, and they have Mango and Mowgli doodles and some property in a couple of different places, and as Natasha was so quick to discover, a lot of chaos in their lives, but unfortunately these doodles had gotten out of control and left the property and it killed a goat. And so we had a big troubles. And so we've been working with them ever since. And Teresa and Stu, you've been on the air a few times now and with Nels and Linda, also with Natasha and everybody. And Nels has been real helpful in balancing the dogs. I've done my part with you and we're, you know, coaching and changing your relationship with the dogs, getting good leadership established, and then teaching impulse control and working everything out around the home. And then Natasha's been really helpful and reading the energies and all of that. So it sounds like you guys are doing pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Good. Yes. Yay. Oh, I'm so grateful. Because I know that was stressful and you know, it's that moment. So remembering that you've gone through a big shift up in your body since. So make sure that you do take care of both your bodies, okay?
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah, when you're going through that kind of change and that kind of where, I don't want to say fear and flight, but you're in reaction to interaction, and now you're kind of taking a breath, remembering that your body, you know, has a moment where it's like, oh, I've been holding you up, now it's my turn, right? So, remembering that your adrenals and all your thyroid and all, you know, your liver and your gallbladder. So if you can, maybe if you're tea drinkers, get some really good organic tea, not in bags, but in, you know, where you can seep some good tea to kind of help cleanse your body a little bit of some of this toxin energy that is not necessarily bad, but it's just that cause and effect of after the moment.
Now I'm going to chime in and just say, Natasha, because Teresa, and so there's things that they can do to clear, but also Dr. Nels can be very helpful in working on you guys. But also Dr. Nels' sister, Linda Rasmussen, you know, because she does humans. And I think you worked with Linda on the air, didn't you, Teresa?
Yes.
Have you gotten a free session with her? Have you and Stu gotten free sessions with Linda?
No, not yet. And it's funny that you mentioned that because that was my, that's on my remember to do this in the back of my head list.
Excellent. Now, have you got Linda's phone number? Because I think that would be a great place to start. What Natasha's saying is that you guys need to balance your bodies. So it'd be really good for you to call Linda and you each do a remote session with her.
Yeah, that's a great recommendation. And I do a lot of tea. I'll switch up to the loose leaf tea. You think that'll make a difference?
Okay. I think so.
Do you have a particular kind of tea you'd recommend?
Not really.
Like
chamomile
or, I mean...
Not really. That's where, but I would...
I like the yogi teas, but those are bags, I think. It might come in loose tea, too, but...
Yeah, especially if you're buying... It's just be careful of what things are packaged in right now. Just because your body might be getting I'm asking for grace and ease for you, but it's just being conscious that your body might kind of go through a kind of a sensitive time. So if you're not hungry, don't worry about eating. If you know that just something sounds really good, like for me, you know, I cannot eat tomatoes, but I can have spaghetti and spaghetti squash or spaghetti sauce. You know, the red sauce with spaghetti squash, and my body just says, thank you. You know, so get those things that feel real good to you when you eat, and your body will do its work. Okay?
Good. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Sugars. Stay off sugars, please.
Amen.
That's going to trigger a lot of that fear and flight, the reaction of the nervous system. The sugar kind of gets into that, and then that gets our adrenals, and our adrenals get really logged out or really logged down when we go through stress and then have the sugars.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll continue to do that.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Live that, learn that, not doing it again.
That's a lesson I continue to learn.
are you still going to the class with Mango? And how's she doing in the obedience class?
She's doing amazing.
Good.
Yeah, it's just wonderful to see. And I'm scheduling her for one-on-one with this trainer because she's particularly talented. And so I'm going to continue with that.
So we got their relationship turned around, getting the impulse control manners around the house, and now Mango's in good training and is doing great. We got to get all of this, work through all of this, and then when we have all that control, then we can go back around, you know, farm animals and start changing the way. But we're not ready for that yet. But it sounds like, man, you guys are just doing fabulous.
Yeah. So remember, when you're on the other side of the mountain and things are going really good, that's the time to keep things going.
Okay, good.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, the stay before eating, or, you know, those little things for controls. I don't want to say control, but just... it's that partnership between who's the leader of the pack. Okay.
Yeah,
they've been allowed to stand down. We got this.
Yay!
So Mowgli doing well as well?
He's doing good. He has more anxiety than before, and I don't know if that's been allowed to come forward now.
That's why I want to make sure. So can you click at Mowgli?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something? And you said he's got more anxiety than he had?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm wondering, what's coming in, Natasha, look at this, is that, see, Mango was really in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we've busted that rank now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that responsible for Mowgli's anxiety?
So when you have a habit, anything in that has, you know, an energy field about it, when you have a habit, then something has to replace that habit. So now it's that, and when you are in control, that's actually an extreme sense of anxiety. Okay, so the backside of anxiety is anxiety, right? Or fear, or not having the patience, or not having the self-control. I'm going to call it the self-control. Oh, I'm strong. I know how to do this. I'm centered in myself. I'm grounded. And so it's going to take a little bit of a while for his nervous system, I'm going to say, to kind of come down into its process. Now, that's where Nels can help with that. Yeah, that's you. That's you staying centered in yourself can help with that. When he's in anxiety, say, you know what? We're safe here. That has been one of my mantras that has been so strong right now is I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. That is one thing that my nervous system is reading really well. So that's a good mantra for him. You're safe.
All right, now I want to interrupt because we're almost out of time here for this hour. Teresa, whenever, so my concern is, we know that we think that Mango did the killing and she's been the more of the issue and you're focused on her. Make sure that Mowgli isn't getting lost
in the
with the bathwater. Okay, because the bossy nature of Mango and her controlling everything, we've taken that away. He needs a new mm-hmm. boss, so make sure you're bossing him around and you buck up those leadership skills, and you too, Stu, with him, so that you are giving him the control and the direction that he needs. Because, see, when we go into anxiety, that's lack of leadership
mm-hmm.
and control.
Okay.
Does that
and
make
that's
sense?
That's that groundedness. We're safe.
Yeah.
You're good. Sit, stay. Yeah. You're good.
And if he seems like he's in anxiety, put him through his paces. Make him respond to some things and make him do some stuff and engage his brain and think.
Yeah.
Okay.
See? Yeah.
Okay.
Get into good leadership.
Okay.
All right. Now, we've got to close out hour number two and fire up hour number three with the Jingle Cats for a while. If you need more, we can hold you over, or if we're good, we'll let you go.
I'm good. That was wonderful. Thanks
yes,
for letting
thank
me
you.
Yeah,
in.
Check in with me off air if you need to, and call Linda for a session for both of you human animals, okay?
Great idea. Thank
all right.
You so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Blessings.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Now, Nathan was making signals and stuff. So we have more callers.
We got another caller. We'll be with Veronica in Idaho after the top of the hour, and we listened to some Jingle Cats.
All righty. So Veronica in Idaho. Okay. And that reminds me, I got an email from Roberta and her new dog, Tuck, because she can't call in today. So we're under that. All right. So anyway, Veronica, hold on. We're going to do Jingle Cats for a while now and enjoy that. And I'm going to energize up the Jingle Cats with our yogi energization prayer so we get some extra spiritual juice for the rest of the day and the week. Sounds like we might need it. Anyway, here we go. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats, and they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.